Hello and welcome again to Engage with the Bible. Good to have you with us. Our text today is taken from Nehemiah chapter 5, and we're reading verses 6 to 12.
When I heard their outcry and these charges, I was very angry. I pondered them in my mind and then accused the nobles and officials. I told them, "You are exacting usury from your own countrymen." So I called together a large meeting to deal with them and said, "As far as possible, we have bought back our Jewish brothers who were sold to the Gentiles. Now you are selling your brothers, only for them to be sold back to us." They kept quiet, because they could find nothing to say. So I continued, "What you are doing is not right. Shouldn't you walk in the fear of our God to avoid the reproach of our Gentile enemies? I and my brothers and my men are also lending the people money and grain. But let the exacting of usury stop. Give back to them immediately their fields, vineyards, olive groves and houses, and also the usury you are charging them, the 100th part of the money, grain, new wine, and oil." "We will give it back," they said, "and we will not demand anything more from them. We will do as you say."
Our focus is on verse 9. "What you are doing is not right." There are times when we need to be told the facts as they really are. It appears that over time, amongst the Jews, the rich and influential had taken advantage of the poor and helpless, and this had become the norm. But that didn't make it right, and it needed Nehemiah to give them a piece of God's mind, as it were. It's easy for us to fall into the same trap. Given time, wrong attitudes and actions that become acceptable in society can also become acceptable within God's people, which is not right. So we must be on our guard and help one another. This is not to puff ourselves up or have a holier-than-thou attitude, but simply to recognize that, as members of God's kingdom, we live by His standards and not by those of society around us. Following this rebuke by Nehemiah, the people took action to put things right, and it's important for us to do the same. A prayer. Lord Jesus, forgive us when we act in a way that is acceptable to society, but at odds with your word. Help us to accept your correction, directly or through other Christians, and to change the way we live accordingly. In your name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.